Have you ever noticed how differently your boss speaks compared to your friends? Or how your text messages change when you're happy versus sad? While we obsess over finding the perfect nouns and verbs, it's actually the tiny, forgettable words, the pronouns, articles, and prepositions that reveal our deepest truths. These function words make up less than 0.1% of our vocabulary, but account for nearly 60% of what we say. They operate below our conscious awareness, making them impossible to manipulate and perfect windows into our psychological states. When you use I frequently, you're likely feeling insecure or depressed. When you shift to we, you're signaling group identity and connection. These patterns are so reliable that computer programs analyzing only function words can determine your gender, age, social status, emotional state, and even whether you're telling the truth, often with greater accuracy than trained humans. Our brains process function words differently than content words. Damage to Broca's area impairs function word usage while preserving content words, resulting in speech like girl, woman, picture, old. This frontal lobe region controls our social skills and personality. Function words require shared context between speakers to have meaning, with distinctions like the ring versus a ring signaling whether we share knowledge about a specific object. Our stealth word patterns reveal thinking styles and social connections. Men typically use more articles, nouns, and prepositions, categorizing their worlds through objects. Women use more personal pronouns, verbs, and hedge phrases, personalizing topics and acknowledging multiple perspectives. These aren't stereotypes, but statistically significant patterns across thousands of language samples. Computers can identify author gender with 72% accuracy based solely on function words, outperforming humans' 55 to 65% accuracy. Context significantly shifts these patterns. In formal settings, everyone speaks more male, while in relaxed family settings, everyone speaks more female. Often, the situation influences language more than gender itself. As we age, our language transforms. Computer analysis reveals younger writers use more personal pronouns, time references, and negative emotions, while older writers employ more articles, nouns, prepositions, longer words, and positive emotion words, even when describing trauma. Jane Austen's works demonstrate this evolution. Her early writing contained more personal pronouns, while her later work featured more prepositions, nouns, and cognitive words. Two distinct word clusters emerge across demographics. The noun cluster, articles, nouns, prepositions, big words, is favored by men, older people, and higher social classes. The pronoun-verb cluster, personal pronouns, auxiliary verbs, hedging, cognitive words, is preferred by women, younger people, and lower social classes. This reflects power dynamics. Those with authority use concrete language focused on tasks, while those with less power use relationship-oriented language that attends more to others. Status hierarchies establish themselves within the first minute of conversations. The rule is simple. Whoever uses fewer I words holds higher status. Higher status individuals use fewer I words and more you words and we words. When people assume leadership roles, their language naturally shifts to match their position. Different emotions create distinct language patterns. Happy people use more we words and concrete nouns, viewing the world openly. Sad people turn inward with increased I word usage. Angry people rarely focus on themselves, instead using high rates of you, he, she, and they pronouns. Depression manifests through increased I words, a more reliable predictor than negative emotion words themselves. After trauma, our language reveals coping strategies. In the immediate aftermath, people use fewer I words and negative emotion terms, a psychological distancing that helps regulate overwhelming emotions. Language becomes simpler, with shorter sentences and fewer cognitive words, as focus shifts outward rather than inward. Analysis of over 70,000 blog entries following September 11 showed dramatic linguistic changes. I-word usage dropped substantially, while we-word usage nearly doubled as people shifted from individual to collective identity. Negative emotion words surged briefly for about 2 days before normalizing within 11 days. Remarkably, positive emotion words returned to baseline within 4 days and exceeded pre-attack levels by day 10, demonstrating a remarkable resilience. When people lie, they leave linguistic fingerprints. Deceptive language typically contains fewer self-references, more emotion words, especially positive ones, and distant phrasing with concrete nouns and distancing verbs like would and could. Lies are harder to tell convincingly because you don't own fictional stories like true ones. Genuine accounts contain more words, details, self-references, fewer emotion words, cognitive words, and verbs. Stephen Glass, a writer fired from the New Republic for fabrication, demonstrates these patterns. His fabricated stories had fewer words, details, and numbers, but more emotion words, cognitive words, and verbs than his truthful pieces. Unusually, Glass used more self-references in fake stories, revealing his excitement about creating deceptions. Despite various deception types, language patterns remain consistent. First-person singular pronouns strongly indicate honesty. Using I shows self-awareness and vulnerability. Truthful stories demonstrate greater cognitive complexity with longer sentences, bigger words, and more nuanced statements. They also contain richer spatial and temporal details from actual memories. Contrary to stereotypes, deceptive people use more references to others and positive emotion words, often appearing enthusiastic rather than furtive. Conversations resemble dances where partners mirror not just content words, but function words at similar rates. This verbal mimicking, called language style matching, occurs within seconds and beyond conscious awareness. It appears hardwired through mirror neurons, cells that fire both when performing an action and when observing others perform the same action. These neurons are densest in Broca's area, the region responsible for processing function words. LSM effectively predicts romantic compatibility. In speed dating studies, couples with above-average LSM were almost twice as likely to desire future contact compared to those with below-average LSM. Among 86 dating couples using instant messaging, those with high LSM scores were significantly more likely to remain together after 3 months, 77% compared to just 52% of couples with low scores. We words serve as powerful indicators of relationship health. Couples using more we words when discussing their relationship tend to have stronger marriages. When spouses of heart patients used more we words while discussing coping strategies, patients showed better health outcomes 6 months later. Even flight crews using more we words made fewer errors. Our words don't just describe our reality, they predict it. Analysis of over 50,000 college admission essays revealed that students who used more articles, concrete nouns, and complex vocabulary with fewer verbs and pronouns achieved higher grades. This pattern distinguishes categorical thinkers, who focus on objects and categories using structured language, from dynamic thinkers, who emphasize action and people through personal narratives. Different contexts require different language skills. Categorical thinking excels in academia, while social-emotional language builds relationships. In therapeutic communities for drug offenders, those using more personal pronouns, emotion words, and positive language showed lower rates of rearrest and parole violation. The words we use actively shape our relationships, opportunities, and futures. By recognizing these hidden patterns, we gain insight into others and ourselves. Your linguistic fingerprints reveal not just who you are, but who you might become. Listen closely to your own words. They know you better than you know yourself.